You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org.
See what she learns from you. That's what you got to learn from being a big sister.
Dr. Stephanie Haridopoulos spends time reading to two little girls at the Safe Space Shelter in Vero Beach. They beam as she compliments them, and she smiles back, a radiant smile that lights up a pretty face framed with shoulder-length blonde hair. If she were reading a Disney book, she could easily be mistaken for a princess in its pages. And she admits she feels she has a charmed life. She's married to Senate President Mike Haridopoulos and has three children. But her life was once very different, and we want to emphasize that that part of her life occurred before her marriage to the senator.
I'd wake up to a pillow smothering me in the morning.
Haridopoulos is the final interview we'll bring you this week in our series on domestic violence. It's something she went through for 7 years.
And not sure if you'd let go of the pillow so I can breathe again. So sometimes it was, you know, living for me is a huge victory, and I savor every day that I'm alive.
A woman of strong faith, Haridopoulos says she doesn't want to encourage divorce, but knows there are times it's inevitable.
The last event was quite traumatic, where I'm very lucky to be alive. And I guess that was the straw that broke the camel's back, where I was lifted up by my neck, and I just thought that was the end. And then I looked at the kids, and I said, okay, that's it. And by then, that would have been my 7th restraining order in 2 different states. And so I decided, and unfortunately, it took me that many times to actually leave, which in itself, you kind of feel ashamed. How could I have let that happen for as long?
She finished her medical schooling and residency, keeping her eye on her goal.
I knew that I had to keep going to finish my degree so I could get out of the situation that I was in. That was my exit. So that's what pushed me every time I would be abused. It would give me internal fire to continue.
With a career and a way to pay the bills, she did leave. The result, her ex-husband stalked her even in the early years of her new marriage. However, she's not heard from him in 2 years, and she's not talked much about the situation till now.
Because I wanted to strip the stigma away from being a victim so more people would be forthcoming with their story to get help. A lot of people are ashamed of being a victim. I was too, for many years. And then I was afraid that people would think it would be my current husband, who is amazing and my knight in shining armor. My message is to those who are on the verge of possibly making a step, I encourage you to seek help and know that you are worth it. You are worth it. There's no excuse for being abused in any form, and you do not have to put up with it, and you should be treated like a princess.
And like Cinderella, Dr. Haridopoulos helps relieve the stress in her life by ballroom dancing. She got involved for a fundraiser and found she was good at it. She'll be the keynote speaker at the Every Woman Is My Sister fundraiser for Safe Space. There are two. The first is Saturday in Vero Beach. The second, a week from today, next Thursday, in Stewart. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.